Well, I'd like to begin this morning by telling you a tale of two people. Well, it's not really two people so much as two kinds of people. I have come to find out that there are a surprising number of people who are incredibly generous and kind, and yet digging a little deeper, I find out that they are carrying around a tremendous weight, a tremendous guilt, a feeling of unworthiness. These are people who give sacrificially, who really seem to get caring for the least of these and have an ability to listen closely and affirm the humanity of each person they encounter. And perhaps that proceeds from their own sense of humility. They are not perfect people. In fact, they have made significant mistakes in their past, and those mistakes hang around their neck like a weight. These mistakes have been confessed and their life turned over to God, and yet they continue to carry this weight, this unworthiness. They seem to think that they have, in the words of Jesus this morning, lost their saltiness. And they can't get it back. And they are good for nothing, to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. Their light shines for everyone but themselves. And then there is another set of people, which is probably the larger group on the average day. I have been in this group quite often, I think. These are good church people. People who commit time and, I assume, resources to build up the church. And they've never done anything particularly horrible. They're what you would call average sinful. But they're unaware of their sin. They're unaware of their privilege. They're unaware of the ability that they could possibly have to make a difference in the world. They have failed to care for the least of these. And that unawareness means that they never quite examine their lives to make it better. And they don't fully invest in community because, well, they don't need it. Their light is hidden under a bushel basket because they are overly cautious about how much they let it out. Now, let me first say that both groups are lovely people. They have gifts to offer. But I worry that both are missing out. Neither are fully living into the life that Jesus lays out for us in the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus says this morning that he came to abolish the law, not to abolish the law, but to fulfill it. What is strange about this, especially for those of you who have studied Scripture, is that you probably know that Jesus does not follow all the laws. In fact, he is given a hard time quite often by the religious folk for not following the purity laws that have kept the Jewish people safe for generations. Those same scribes and Pharisees that Jesus claims we have to do better than in order to enter the kingdom of heaven. And yet Jesus does not follow the laws that are so important to them. So what law is he referring to? Well, I believe you have to read it together with the whole Sermon on the Mount to really get it. And unfortunately, last week, given that we read Candlemas, the presentation of our Lord, a beautiful story, we skipped the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount. But my guess is that many of you know it quite well. It is the part of the Sermon on the Mount that is called the Beatitudes. Blessed are you who are poor in spirit, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who mourn. Blessed are you who thirst and hunger for righteousness. Blessed are you who are most vulnerable, who are most often forgotten, who are left out of community. Blessed are you. You are who I am speaking to. And then we know from what follows, just to give a bit of a preview of what we'll read next week, we know from what follows that Jesus is particularly concerned for what will care for community, for what builds up rather than tears down, for what reconciles community. So yes, I worry about these two kinds of people. For those so caught up in their own unworthiness that they can't fully live into the gift that community is. They can't rest in the security of being held by God's grace and love in a community of faith. And for those so blind to their own shortcomings that they miss the joy of living for the sake of others, of making a difference in this world. For Jesus, all of the law is in service to community. I worry in this season of a presidential election. And I worry not just for Epiphany, but I worry for the whole church here in this country. For it is entirely too tempting for each person to stand in their own camp and know that they are right. And I don't deny that there are some who are right and likely some who are wrong. But when we stand in our own camp and throw contempt and judgment at those who would disagree, then community falls apart. Jesus would have us be one community, that no matter how right you are, being right doesn't matter when it separates you from community and when it ignores the least of these. And no matter how wrong you have been, you have gifts to share, a light to shine. Jesus calls us to be the light for the world, particularly when we are our most vulnerable. But how can we be that light if we are tearing one another down? I find myself constantly praying for this community of believers here at Epiphany. It is a community with tremendous gifts. We have four different worship services, each of them different and unique, each of them that speak to a different set of people. We have different ways to serve and give, no matter how much or how little you think you have to offer. We have people who think differently. Sometimes I lament that I spend too much time on Facebook seeing just how differently people of Epiphany believe. We have people who come from vastly different backgrounds. And I'm quite certain we have people who vote differently. And it is a gift that within one community of believers we hold such difference and such diversity. But with such a community comes great risk that fissures appear between the haves and have-nots, between the left and the right, between those in the neighborhood and those who have moved out. But may you hear the words of Jesus today, and over the next 9 months, may they go with you. You are the light of the world, a city built on a hill. With every word you speak, with every meme you share on Facebook, with every gossip you share over the lunch table, may you bear witness to Jesus, to the mission we share, to tell the good news that God is love. In Jesus' name, amen.